Hello, this is Susan from Viva Live Music. I hope you're keeping well. I've just done another podcast, but it sounds a little bit bizarre. I think that it was the recording, so I'm going to do it again. I'm going to talk about the Oscars, and in particular, the music that was at the Oscars last night. Now, I have to hold my hand up and say that I did not watch the entire Oscar ceremony last night, because it would have been the middle of the night, but I've caught up with it today, both by watching the news and also watching videos that are on YouTube of certain aspects of the event. Now, wow, wasn't it fantastic? From my point of view, weren't they just celebrating music and film this time? It was fantastic. And not only did they have a real feel of showing how wonderful Bond was with 50 years, but they had Dame Shirley Bassey performing Goldfinger, wow, and then our own very own Adele performing Skyfall before winning an Oscar. But also they had music from other musicals like Les Miserables, they had Oscar songs with Barbara Streisand singing a song, but also they had the wonderful Catherine Zeta-Jones, who I have to say was the most marvellous music theatre performer before she went into film. And it just made me think about how music is so integral in films. And obviously the Oscar people recognise this, but it's important for us to recognise it for when we're organising events, because music just, it isn't one of those things that's an add-on. It's one of those things that's really integral to creating the most wonderful atmosphere, whether it be a themed event when you're wanting specific things. Now, we did a themed event recently, which was Prohibition, and we had musicians dressed up as gangsters and they were a jazz band. We also had dancers and singers that were singing and performing music from that era. Again, we had another event where it was 1930s, and we had people dressed up in evening dress from the era, looking very much like Ivor Novello and Noel Coward, and it just added to the event for people. I often think that if you didn't have any sound, and I'm not talking about the words, but if you didn't have any music in a film, so much would be lost, whether it be the tension of when there's something scary going to happen, or something that just highlights that something is happy. So I think about Jaws, how fantastic that theme music do is for creating an atmosphere. We know that there's going to be a shark somewhere. We can't even see one, but we anticipate it. And in the same way, with that wonderful film from the 80s, Out of Africa, where you had that beautiful orchestral music that just set the scene of the scenery, which just went on and on and on in Eastern Africa. If you didn't have that music, it just would take away a dimension of the film. So really what I want to say is that music very much is an integral part of events, whether it be a party or a themed event or a product launch. And it's worthwhile spending the money rather than just having an iPod, having someone actually playing it, because there's something subliminal for people, for guests that come along, when they can actually see somebody performing rather than just having some pipe music, which, to be honest, you would get if you were in the supermarket. So my message today is grab the opportunity, just like they did at the Oscars last night, and have some music. I'd be happy to have a chat with you. This is Susan from Viva Live Music on 0844 576 3015.